Good morning. We're continuing to learn the halachas relating to Rabbanim. We've been learning a lot about the kavod that is necessary, requisite to give to Rabbanim. And now we're going to ask a question about a responsibility of the Rav himself. And that is as follows. If somebody asks a question to a Rav, a rabbi, it could be, is something treif, is something permitted, dine mamonos issue that a couple people have together, does the Rav have to answer immediately, or can he delay, even if he knows the answer? Is there an isser involved in delaying giving a response when somebody asks a shayla? So in fact, we're going to start with a pischei tshuva in Yoradea Simon Reish Mem Beis, Si'if Katan Tes, that cites a Mishnas Chachamim that asks the following question. There is a suffix. There is a Mishnah in Avos that says as follows, Cherev ba le'olam al inui hadin, a sword, destruction comes to the world when there is inui hadin, which means there is a delay in paskening shailas. For example, a Beis Din had litigants come in front of them, and they have a response, they have to make a decision, but they delay in making decision, that is inui hadin, and that is a very destructive thing. Punishment comes to the world because of inui hadin. And the question that the Mishnas Chachamim asked is as follows, does that apply only to dine mimonos, financial matters that come in front of a Beis Din or a Rav, or is it all piskei halacha? For example, iser veheter, if a Rav says, come back later, I don't know right yet, right now, give me some more time, maybe even knows the answer, but he just doesn't want to answer then, and he says, come back in a day, come back in 3 days, come back in a week, would that be a problem of inui hadin as well? So that's the question that the Mishnas Chachamim poses, and he brings the shlah. And the shlah says as follows, la'achar shara brura ilav, if it is the case that the Rav knows the answer to the question that is posed to him, lo yachmi shuvat ora, he should not delay. He should not delay in answering. Rather, he should answer immediately to the person who is posing the question. Why? Because just like there is an isser of inui hadin in delaying to give a psak when it comes to dine mamonos, financial matters, the same thing applies bechol haoros. If the same thing applies to all decisions, all piskei halacha, all questions that are asked to a rav, you have to answer when you are asked. Obviously, take time to research it, but once you have an answer, you cannot delay. Now, the piskei tshuva says as follows, it could be that it depends on a machlokas between Rashi and Rambam. What is the basis for this prohibition of inui hadin, delaying a psak? Does it apply? There are two possible psukim. One would apply to all piskei halacha, and the other one would apply only to an almana and a yasam, issues dealing with a widow and an orphan. So that, he says, is a possible nafkamina for the source. But in any case, if you look in the Sefer Minag Yisrael Torah, he says that he looked into the Mishnas Chasidim inside, the original, and he brings out some more information on this topic as follows, that there is actually a proof to the pshak, to the opinion of the shlah. Again, what did we say the shlah was? He said the shlah says that this concept, this prohibition of inui hadin, applies not only to dine mimonos, but it applies to other questions, all other questions that are posed to a rav as well. There is a michilta, that's a medrash, that proves the view of the shlah, and it goes as follows. Very interesting and powerful mechilta that when Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon were being brought out to be killed by the non-Jews, there is a conversation between the two of them. And Rabbi Shimon, who was the student, turns to his Rav, Rabbi Shmuel, and says, Rabbi, libi yotze she'eni yodeya alma ani ne'arag. He says, I am just not feeling comfortable. I don't have yishuv hadas because I really don't know why I am being killed. In other words, why did I deserve to be killed? Such a great rav, a shomer Torah mitzvahs, what avera do I have that I am worthy to be killed? And Rabbi Shmuel responds back to his students, Rabbi Shimon, as follows with the question, Mimecha ba'adam etzal chaladin, did you ever have a situation that somebody came for you to judge them? Oh, l'shelor, did they ask you a question and you delayed because you wanted to finish drinking something from your cup, or you needed to tie your shoe, or you needed to put on a piece of clothing? Did somebody pose a question to you? Did you have a psak and you delayed for any small reason? Amra Torah imanetanau. So the Torah says you cannot cause a delay, inui, affliction, and this is a form of affliction, making somebody wait. Echad inui muruva ve'echad inui muad. And this applies whether you are causing somebody serious distress or even a little bit distress. It doesn't matter. This prohibition would apply. That was the question that was posed by Rabbi Yishmael to Rabbi Shimon. Did you ever do something like that? And Rabbi Shimon responded back, you have given me an anachama, Rabbi. You indeed have appeased my consternation that I had, the difficulties that I had in understanding why I was being punished. And now, obviously, I did delay to when I was asked shailas. That's something that did occur. And accordingly, now I understand why I am worthy of being put to death. That is a very serious punishment for inui than simply delaying a little bit and giving a psak. But we learn from this that this concept of inui adin, not delaying when a rav or a posek or a basin has a psak to make, it doesn't only apply to dine mamonos, monetary matters, but iser v'heter as well, other issues as well. If they have a psak to make, they should not delay. So that's where we are right now. We started with the Shlah, who said that indeed you can't delay. It's not only monetary matters, and it is in fact all types of issues that the Shaila was posed to. And then the Mishnah's Chassidim brought the Mechilta to prove the Shlah, the conversation between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon. And we see that Rabbi Shmuel says for any delay in giving up sock, that is included in Inui Hadin. So truth be told, that there is an Avos de Rabbi Nassan that is similar to the Mechilta, but we learn otherwise from it, that there is not an application of Inui Adin for all Isurim, for all Shailas that are opposed to Arav. So there's a conflicting Agadah, so conflicting Gemara's Midrashim on this point. On the one hand, we say that the Mechilta is telling us that it applies to all Shailas that are asked to the Rav, but the Avos de Rabbi Nassan does not say that, it says otherwise. And again, there's a third Agadah in Masechet Tzmachos that says that this applies specifically only to be matir a woman to her husband. For example, when there's a need to Shaila or something along those lines, then you cannot delay. But otherwise, other areas of Isser V'Heter, this prohibition of Inui Adin does not apply. So that is point number one by the Minhag Yishal Torah, that in fact we have other Agadas that say otherwise. And in addition to this, just looking back at that Mechilta, that Rabbi Shimon was punished because he delayed and didn't give the psak immediately, that in of itself is a little bit shocking. Why? If we look at the Marsham, he also asks as follows, Gam b'dinei nefashos kaim elan delo mikre inui adin, even when it comes to dinei nefashos, which is really when you talk about inui adin, you have somebody who can possibly be put to death by the basin, and he's on shpilkas for sure. He wants to know what the psak halacha is by the Beis Din, if he's going to be put to death or not. Is it a capital crime that he committed and he's found guilty for it? Even in that context, which is real inui hadin, that is serious distress by that defendant, there is only a prohibition of inui hadin by that Beis Din when they know the psak they're going to render and they still delay. But if they don't know the answer, they don't know the psak, they haven't fully decided yet, there is no issue, no prohibition of inui adin. And kol shekhen, certainly that's going to apply in other areas of halacha as well. If the rav does not know for certain what he is going to answer, he hasn't completed his research, he wants to check with another greater rav on that point, he wants to consult with the other rabbanim on the issue, there is no problem of inui hadin. So accordingly, the Maharsham says that this mechilta here, That this whole concept of inui hadin, that is milei de chasida. That is a midas chasidus. That is a good thing to do, to not delay. It is a wise thing to do. It is a preferable thing to do, but is not a requirement that a rav has to answer immediately when the shaila is posed to him. That is the view of the Maharsham. Now, having said that, even though the Maharsham held as a matter of halacha that it's a milei de chasida, it's a midas chasidus to respond immediately, but it's not required, nonetheless, the Maharsham's practice, and this is what he instructed the people in his household, if somebody comes to ask me a shaila and I'm in the middle of eating or I'm in the middle of sleeping, don't delay. bring them to me in the middle of the meal, or wake me up, because he was scared. The Maharsham still said, even though they're conflicting agadas on this, and he felt as a matter of halacha that this concept of rendering a psak immediately does not apply if it's not dine mamonos, dine vafashos, but it's iser v'heter. Nonetheless, he said, "This I'm still concerned about this agada. I'm still concerned about this concept, and I don't ever want to delay." And in fact, the Maharil, the Likute Maharil, brings in the name of Maharash on the pasuk, "Mi'aish achavetz chaim, who desires life, sumei rav aseitov, that you should do good." What is this aseitov? Doing good means gimilus chasadim, doing good, doing chesed for others. And he says as follows, if you're a Talmid Chacham, what's doing chesed for others? That means teaching people Torah for free. And not only that, v'yei noach umezuman lebrios b'chol shah, you should be available for people in a pleasant way. Available, that's his language, umezuman, for people when they come at any time, b'chol shah, ladun, to judge, ula horos, and to instruct them to give peace, ke'alacha, to answer the questions without delay. So even though we have here that the Lamar Shla and the Mechilta imply that this concept of Inoy Adin applies in all cases, and this is the Ripkak and conclusion, nonetheless, we have the Maharsham who is saying that it only applies to Dine Nefashos if there's a Psak that is relevant, the Psak is decided by the Beis Din. But in fact, when it comes to other areas, certainly it would ought to apply also, Inoy Adin, the prohibition would apply permitting a wife to the husband, a husband to the wife. But in other areas, says the Maharsham, it is a mile de chasida, it's a midas chasidus. Nonetheless, he instructed his family members, I don't want to take a chance on this. Wake me up if somebody has a question. And then at the end of the day, we brought the Likutei Maharil, quoting the Maharash, if you want to do good, asei tov, that means doing chesed to others, which includes being available at all times for a rav to render peace kehalacha, to answer people's shailas. Have a wonderful day.